Welcome to Love Opens All with Kimberly, where we learn to live in harmony, one breath at a time. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Love Opens All. I'm Kimberly, and I will be your host today, and I thank you for tuning in today to discover and explore with me different topics. And today's episode, we will actually be discussing and exploring alternate nose breathing. And are you practicing alternate nose breathing? And if not, why not? And if it's because you've never heard of it before, you want to know more, then this is the episode for you, because today I will be answering these important questions along with a few more, such as what exactly is alternate nose breathing anyway? What are the benefits? And how do you practice it? So after that, following that discussion, I'm going to explain how to practice alternate nose breathing using just a few easy-to-follow steps. And I also want to lead you after that through a guided meditation. And that way we could practice together, sensing your energy, tuning into yourself, and just having that quiet time where you won't be disturbed, hopefully. And if not, you could always fast forward to the meditations at a different time when you have time to just close your eyes, not be distracted, and just see how the breath feels and see if you could feel it in your body and your energy and stuff like that. And that's always fun and interesting. And after that is all said and done, I hope you stick around, because at the end of the show, I will be sharing some final thoughts on alternate nose breathing, which I will later add to my blog section of my Love Opens All site. And that address is Love Opens All, L-O-V-E, opens with an S-A-L-L.com. And there I have that blog section, my blog section, and I try to always share the final thoughts in the blog section. That way you can read them if you want to read them, if you want to share them, if you like them, again, like them or share them. And there's other people that could always benefit from these things, even if anyone pops up in your head after or during you listening to this this broadcast or this podcast after it's been archived, then share it, because there's other people that could definitely benefit just from breathing alone, not only breathing, but just alternate nose breathing. So so that's it with that. But I want to get started. I want to go right into it. And did you know that you don't always breathe out of both nostrils at the same time? And if you actually focus on your nostrils and you're breathing at this very moment, you will probably notice that you're breathing easier through one side rather than both sides. The other side may feel a little obstructed and not flowing as easily as the other side. So go ahead, and if you can, just really quick, just try it. Just try real quick. Just inhale and exhale just a few times and see if you can notice if you're inhaling or exhaling a little bit easier from one nostril than the other. Interesting, right? You probably notice you're breathing either through the right side or the left side, and it doesn't always feel like you're breathing in a balanced way. And in fact, they say that around 85, or studies have shown that about 85% of humans only breathe in through one nostril at a time. And the pattern of switching from breathing out of one nostril and the other happens in cyclical fashion. And around, they say it's around every 2 to 3 hours, but I've also read that could be up to 4 hours. So it really depends on during the day and you, but it could switch from one nostril to the other every few hours. And even more fascinating than that, they say that it just helps your body and brain. So it has significant effects, just the breathing on your body and your brain. So when you're inhaling and when you're exhaling, and depending on where you're inhaling more through the left side or you're inhaling more to the right side, it helps to balance your left and your right hemisphere. So if you're breathing a little bit more in through the right, it affects the left side, and it's the same for the other side. So vice versa. So if you're breathing in a little bit easier through the left side, you're affecting the right hemisphere of your brain. And I found that kind of interesting. So if you're breathing in a little bit easier, you're actually the opposite side of your brain is a little bit more dominant and active. And what does this mean exactly? What does this mean for you? It simply means that throughout the day, your breathing will switch breathing patterns, alternating between active and restful states, which can affect your body and brain. And at certain times during the day, you may feel a little bit calmer, and the other times you might feel a little bit more energized. So during the day, just pay attention to how you feel. And if you feel a little bit more active, a little bit calmer, and you want to do the opposite, there are breathing exercises you can do for that. Today, we're just focusing on just bringing balance to both sides. That's why we do the alternate nose breathing. We're going to do both today. And I think it's quite simple, you know, so why aren't you practicing alternate nose breathing? Because if you want to feel better, then just breathe better. Because a lot of times we go around during the day just rushing from one thing to the other and multitasking, and we have this big, huge to-do list and lots of responsibilities and a lot of distractions, and we feel overwhelmed and stressed, and we never really take the time. Some of us do, or we catch ourselves. We don't practice it as often as we like, but some of us do take the time to breathe, so I don't want to take that away from you. So if you're doing that, good for you. I think that's wonderful. Keep doing it. And if you can, make it a regular practice. But if you're not, catch yourself throughout the day when you're stressed, when you have anxiety, when you're overwhelmed. And it's just not even just breathing. Obviously, breathing is part of your life. You wouldn't exist without your breath. So even if you could just stop and take a few deep breaths, deep, gentle, slow breaths, that alone will have great benefits. But if you can incorporate the alternate nose breathing, I'll tell you a little bit more about that. But if not, if you don't remember anything about this broadcast or this show, just remember to breathe. Just remember to slow down your breath, especially when you're not feeling balanced or like yourself, and see what happens. And try to make it just a regular thing that you do. Don't just do it every once in a while. Get into a habit. And it takes time. It takes practice. Believe me, I completely understand. So just do that. Just pay attention to how you feel. Slow down that breath and then go from there. Okay, so another great reason to practice these techniques is because it helps to bring balance to the right side of your brain, the right hemisphere, and the left side of your brain, the left hemisphere of your brain. So the left side of the brain is more of the thinking side, the more analytical side, and the right side is more of the feeling side. So if you want to feel better, breathe better, if you want to balance your left and right hemisphere and calm yourself down, what are you going to do? You're going to breathe. That alone will help you. We'll go on to the alternate nose breathing and how to do it in a few moments. But a few things I want to see if you even knew that this type of breathing exercise has been around for centuries, and it's called pranayama in the yogic traditions, more in the Indian yogic traditions, but in some other yogic traditions as well. So pranayama has been practiced because in ancient times and to this day, it's your breath. You're working with your breath, your prana, your life force energy. So we want to bring balance to it, and it begins to heal different parts of you. So it's very important, not only physically, mentally, emotionally, but energetically speaking. If you believe in that or not, we are made of energy. We have our scientifically proven that we have our electromagnetic field around us that we sometimes call our aura. So there is energy around us. So the breath affects everything, every part of you. And also, how about this one? Did you know that your nose is directly linked to your nervous system? This I just learned the other day. I mean, I had an idea, but I had to do a little bit more research so I understood what I was talking about. But it is. It's linked to your nervous system. We have nerve cells in our nose, which most of us probably know, but I didn't know what affected what. So you have nerves in both sides of your nostrils, and the right side, the nerves go run down from your nostrils and down the right side of your body. And the nervous system, the left nostril, the nerves run from the left nostrils down the left side of your body. And these systems, these nerve systems are actually called One is called the, on the right side, it's called the sympathetic system. And on the left side of your body, it's called the parasympathetic system. The right side of the sympathetic system is more energizing and kind of speeds up your body, and has to do with the fight or flight in your body, the feeling, the reactions, the actions. And the parasympathetic side, it's more of the calming, peaceful side, and that has to do with rest and digestion. So basically, practicing alternate nose breathing can have great benefits on your nervous system, your brain function, and your body, energizing and calming. So that's pretty neat. So breathing better, feeling better, balancing both hemispheres of your brain and your nervous system aren't enough for you or aren't great reasons enough, then here are just a few more benefits. So all those, plus it restores balance to your brain, it improves brain function, and it also is said to improve sleep, especially if you're breathing left nostril breathing, because it's cooling and it's calming and it's nourishing. It's also, like what I was talking about before, when you're just breathing alone, it calms your emotions, and it also calms your nervous system. It boosts your thinking, it cleanses your lungs, it enhances rest and relaxation. And like I mentioned before, it soothes that nervous system, especially when focusing on the deepening of your breath, and then your parasympathetic sympathetic nervous system is activated. And it also, energetically speaking, it clears the energy channels. It purifies the pathways in the body through which energy flows, improves direct flow of energy through your body. It oxygenates your blood and allows that energy, that prana that we're talking about in your body, to be strong and flowing freely. And this is definitely a great practice in the morning, before meditation, or whenever you're feeling out of sorts, or just because you want to do it, just to make it a practice. It doesn't have to be anything wrong, just to bring balance and keep yourself centered. And a quick fact, in 2008, they did a study back in the Department of Physiology in Nepal Medical College in Kathmandu, Nepal. And researchers tested about a group of healthy adults, and they engaged in alternate nostril breathing for about 15 minutes every morning for about 4 weeks. And the participants demonstrated significant decreases in their heart rate, their blood pressure, and an increase in the parasympathetic activity. So that's pretty neat too. So this is just from doing it 15 minutes every morning for 4 weeks. And 15 minutes, if you're not used to it, might seem like a long time. So I would just start, you know, just a few breaths, a few minutes, and see how that goes, and work your way up to see what happens and to gain some more benefits. So just so I could break it down really quick for you, the left nostril and the left nostril and the left side of your brain hemisphere. Okay, let me get my thoughts together right here. Hold on 1 second. I get myself confused, the left or right, so I don't want to confuse you. So the left hemisphere of the brain is the thinking side. This is the analytical thought, the logical, the language, the reasoning. This is where science and math comes in, and the written language. And that's responsible for the right side of the body. So the left hemisphere is responsible for the right side. And the left nostril is the feminine side. The left is the feminine side. It's the calming side. It's the nurturing and receiving and cooling. So the left is just more peaceful. That's the way I like to think of it. The left is feminine, and it's just cooling. And the right hemisphere of the brain is responsible for the left side of the body. And the right nostril is masculine, energizing, has to do with heat, competitiveness, and doing active and force. So right is more active, left is more calming. Right nostril, energizing, left nostril, calming. If you're breathing a little bit easier through the right side, the left side of your body is more dominant and active. If you're breathing a little bit easier from the left nostril, the right side is more dominant and active, the right side of the body. So it's the opposite. So try to remember that. It's the opposite. So hopefully you can remember that. And favoring one nostril more than the other can actually affect the heat and coolness of your body. And we're not going to go into the just breathing on one side or the other, but you can figure it out. If you think about it for a moment, you can figure out which side. If you feel a little bit hot, do the opposite side. And if you feel a little cool, you know, do the opposite side to balance it out, or just do both. I like to do both just because I don't know what's going on. I just want to bring balance and feel better all around. And energetically speaking, again, it improves the direct flow of the energy throughout your body. And we have these energy channels. We have these energy channels that actually that terminate at each nostril. So we have an energy channel, a nadi, one of the nadis, on the left side of our body and one on our right side and one in the center. The left one, it actually terminates, it ends at our left nostril. This is called, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, I don't know if it's like Ida or Ida, but it's spelled I-D-A. And this is the lunar cycle side. This is the cooling and the feminine side. So this side is on the left side. Left side is the Ida. I'm going to say it that way. And the right side is a solar channel. And this nadi is called a Pingala. And this is heating and masculine. And this channel ends, it terminates at our right nostril. And you don't have to remember this, and but I like to share it because the people, if you just want to breathe better, you're just going to breathe better, slow down your breath. If you want to balance what we've discussed and bring extra additional benefits to your life and your body, then you will try the alternate nose breathing. And then there's people that are a little bit more sensitive or intuitive, and they could feel and sense their energy a little bit more. So it's good for them and for me to share with them things that have helped and enhanced my well-being and my energy. And it's being aware, more mindful breathing, being aware of the channels that run up and down. So not only are you balancing your left and right hemisphere, your nervous system, and your right side of the body and left side of the body and what's going on in there, your central nervous system, there's also the energy channels. You have the left side, the Ida, the right side, the Pingala, and the center is the Sushumna. And when the left and the right channel, the nadis, are imbalanced, then prana can enter the central channel. They could enter the Sushumna, and it creates this, like, two running up and down in the middle one. It's almost like waves. It kind of intertwines everything, and it brings balance to everything. So if you're ready to be mindful or in meditation, you could just bring your awareness to try to feel the left side, to try to feel the right side, the energy channels, the nervous system, your left and right hemisphere of the brain. So I want to try to do that together. While we have time, while we're here, we'll go into a little short meditation, but I'll also explain before. So we'll do our breathing exercises. So it really doesn't take a lot of concentration, but at first, if you could overthink it, and there's many books and articles, and you can look up online how to do alternate nose breathing, and some traditions and cultures will tell you to do something different with your hands. So because I don't know you personally, I don't know what tradition or culture you're from, I am just here to help you breathe a little bit better. So for me, I would intuitively choose whatever way it feels natural for you to, we're going to be grabbing our nose, and we're going to be just breathing in through one nostril, inhaling through one, closing the other, and exhaling through the other. So I like to use my right hand. So if you can use your right hand or any hand you'd like, I like to think of it as, how about when you're younger and you have to plug your nose, or maybe you're an adult and you still have to plug your nose when you jump in the pool or the water. So you pinch your nose, you grab your nose, right? You probably grab your nose with your thumb and index finger. So if that's the easiest way to grab your nose, you could do that, or you could just use your your right thumb and your pinky, or the two outside fingers, your ring finger on the right hand and your pinky and the thumb. Whatever feels better, but we're going to be alternating. We're going to be closing one side, inhaling through the other for three breaths, and then we're going to alternate. So if you're ready, we're going to gently, however you like, with your right hand or whatever hand, gently close the left nostril and inhale through the right nostril. Now close the right with the thumb and exhale through the left side. And we're going to do it two more times. So close the left. Inhale through the right side. Now close the right. Exhale through the left. And we're going to do it one more time. Close the left. Inhale through the right. Close the right. Exhale through the left. Relax your hands for a moment. And just bring your awareness to both nostrils. And we're going to inhale and exhale three full breaths. So when you inhale, inhale gently and slowly. And try to be aware if you're breathing in a little bit easier from in one nostril than the other. So just see if you can tell a difference. And we'll do two more breaths here. Right now we're not plugging our nose. We're not alternating nostrils. Take one more full breath. We're going to do the same thing, but with the opposite nostril. This time we're going to close the right nostril, and we're going to inhale through the left nostril. So gently close the right, inhale through the left. Now close the left, exhale through the right. We're going to do it two more times. Close the right, inhale through the left. Close the left, exhale through the right. And we're going to do it one more time. Close the right, inhale through the left. Close the left, exhale through the right. Relax your hands down onto your lap for three more full breaths. Again, we're bringing our awareness to our nostrils. We're inhaling and exhaling three full breaths. We're not holding onto our nose right now. And we're seeing if you feel any difference, if you could tell that you're breathing a little bit easier. And right now we just did three on each side, and this only took, you know, a minute. But you could also work your way up to a few minutes. You could do more than three breaths on each side. Alternate however many you want to do, but try to keep it balanced and, you know, do it for a minute, do it for 3 minutes, eventually work up your work yourself up to maybe five or more. Excuse me, and try that. And the more you practice, once you get the fingers down to see what's comfortable and you don't get lost on the inhaling and exhaling, don't beat yourself up if you think you were breathing in through one side a little bit more than the other or you did it too much. With your intention, just create the intention that you just want to bring balance to your energy center. Sometimes it's easy as just doing that. Create the intention that you want to breathe easier. To create a calmness, to create a blissful state, to bring balance to your left and right hemisphere, to your whole body energy, your physical body, and do it that way. And eventually you want, with practice, you want to deepen that breath. So you might, as you're inhaling, as you're closing one nostril and inhaling through the other, you might inhale to the count of four or six, or just inhale without forcing. You don't want to force it. So you want to just close one and just keep inhaling. And then close the other one and exhale through the other. Same thing, 4 to 6 breaths, whatever. But we're just going as taking your full breath. Everyone's going to be different, but it takes time. It takes practice. Nobody else is watching. This is for your highest good. This is for your well-being. This is for your health and your breath and your vitality. So start off small, small steps. If you forget to do it one day, it's okay. Just do it again. And then eventually it becomes just like brushing your teeth, making your bed, you know, taking a shower. I mean, it's just something that just comes natural and you just do it. So I think it'd be great really quick while you brought that energy back into balance, or for the most part, that was the intention. Sometimes we need to do it a little bit longer, a little bit deeper, and you will know it doesn't always happen overnight. It doesn't happen really quick, but sometimes it does. So let's hope for that. And let's go into a meditation. So if you can, close your eyes. If you can't, just listen and fast forward later on if you can. So now we're going to just relax our bodies. Relax from head to toe. Relax in your head, your shoulders. Relax your chest. You're still inhaling and exhaling. Relax your torso, your arms. palms up to receive if it's comfortable. Relax your legs or knees. If you can, relax your calves and your feet. Grounding and shielding your energy with any way that resonates with you. You can imagine roots just coming out the soles of your feet and going deep down to the ground, grounding, rooting you. You're just using your imagination, and we're just breathing and relaxing right now. You can imagine any color light around the whole outside of your body and filling up the whole inside. It could be more than one color, whatever you desire, whatever color feels good for you today. Call that color in. Imagine it circling you, around you, in front of you, behind you, above you, below you, and inside of you, letting it penetrate to every cell, every particle, every fiber. I bring your awareness to your lungs. Take three full breaths, the inhaling, and exhale. Two more. Now bring your awareness to your nostrils. And when you inhale, I want you to imagine following the breath in through your left and right nostril. So imagine as you inhale, the breath is going in through both nostrils, balanced. Imagine it going up to your brain. Imagine breath as a color or a feeling, whatever, or energy. And just imagine the breath going up to your left and right hemisphere of your brain. Filling up the brain, energizing your brain. Then imagine as you exhale that you're going to follow the energy going down your left and right side of the body. You're going to follow your nerves in your body, your nervous system. Your sympathetic system on the right side and your parasympathetic system on your left side. Just setting that breath like a color or an energy or a light. Going on the left and right side, we're keeping it balanced. We're expanding it. We're trying to feel our energy. We're trying to feel our nervous system with the intention. I intend to bring balance to my nervous system, to my left and right hemisphere of my brain. To my body. Now do a few breaths. So just imagine just going up and down from your left and right nostril. Imagine just pathways that end at your nostrils. So imagine bringing that breath and imagine tuning into that breath as it goes up and down. So now we're tuning into the energy centers. We're trying to tune into the left side, the lunar side, the cooling feminine side, the Ida, the Ida side, the energy channel, the Nadi. So we're going to imagine the left side going up and down as we inhale and exhale. And on the right side, the Pingala side, the solar channel, heating and cooling. We're trying to bring balance to both nadis, both energy channels. So imagine I'm just flowing with ease, no obstruction. Just flowing with ease. And you might feel one side going a little bit faster than the other, but create the intention. I intend to bring balance to my energy channel, to my nadis, to my left side, the lunar side, the Ida side, the right side, the Pingala side, with the intention to bring balance to my Sushumna, my central channel. Once you bring balance to the left and right side, the prana can enter that central channel. So see if you could sense, see, feel, hear with your intuition, all your senses. If you could tune in to the left and right side, the left, the feminine side, the right, the masculine side. See if one's more dominant. Perhaps ask which side is more dominant. Which side needs a little bit more balance? was just a short meditation to get you in tune with the energy, to create the intention and know that the breath can bring about so much healing, not only just to calm you, your body, your brain, your nervous system, actual energy channels, your nadis, your pathways that can't be found in your physical body but are there in your aura, in your electromagnetic field. And we're going to slowly come back to awareness. And you can come back anytime you need to tune back in to listen again to this meditation. But we're coming slowly back into awareness, back into your body. You can start to physically move around, physically move your fingers, your toes. You can raise your arms above your head. Give yourself a nice stretch. You can keep your eyes at a soft gaze. But just stick around for a few more moments while I give you some final thoughts on alternate nose breathing. Breathing is the gateway to our mind, body, and soul. We connect to life and all that is through it and with our breath, making our breath a vital force in our lives. Being aware of your breathing can take your mind, body, and soul to greater levels of rejuvenation, balance, and bliss. Never take the importance of your breath for granted, for it creates a free flow of energy that runs through you physically and around you energetically. Be open to breathing more mindfully, more deeply, and with great intention. Embrace the energy that is carried through your veins and pathways. Feel your breath physically and sense it energetically. Be grateful for your breath, for it is a blessing and most necessary for carrying you to higher heights. And that is it, my friends. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm going to add those final thoughts to my blog on www.loveopenswithans.com, loveopensall.com. You could follow me on this page by clicking follow, or you could check out my website. You could subscribe to the website to keep updated on the shows, on the blogs, or anything else. Again, you could follow me here, like us on Facebook, Love Opens All. I appreciate it. I hope this helps. It helps me. I use it all the time. If I forget, I tune back into my breath, especially the energetic channels and the nadis. That has been super, super healing for me personally because I am sensitive enough to see and feel what's happening in my body. So I hope you try it. If nothing else, remember just to breathe.